I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Voltrench Mountain Dew. Shout out to Fighter of the Nightman for that Mountain Dew-based AKA for the short show title or whatever we're calling it. I'm Miles. I'm joined by super producer Becca. What's up, Becca?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello to you, the listener. Let's talk about what is trending. First thing is trending is Yeezy Day. Look, that's not an actual national day, because you know I would have actually described it as such at the top of the Daily Show. This is just, I think, Adidas basically saying, yo, man, buy all this Yeezy shit we got. I think that's what's
happening.
Nike
is Air Max Day, you know?
Yeah, sure. But they don't have like a Jordan Day, you know, where clearly they're like, because they're rolling out a bunch of Yeezy stuff, I guess, today or whatever.
I got the email.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. I just saw like the headlines and I was like, oh, okay. But Kanye apparently was saying he has nothing to do with this, actually.
And he's very upset about it.
Yeah. He said,
got got by capitalism.
Yeah. I was going to say, this DM that someone screen capped, I don't know where this is. This real? Do we know this?
I mean, it keeps circulating. Like, many news sites have posted this DM. Mm-hmm, so, like, it seems legitimate, but who knows?
Because, I mean, he does have problems with, he's been talking, like, you know, a little spicy about Adidas, because he definitely felt slighted after, like, there were some images of some slides that came out that looked Yeezy-ish. And he's like, this is me. Y'all are stealing my ideas. I need to have a conversation with the CEO yesterday. So this fits into what I see that being the tension between Kanye or Ye or Yeezy or Jesus Christ or whatever we're calling him, and Adidas. But yeah, part of me is like, I'm sorry, is that what if your contract says that, sir, I'm not really sure what the fuck you can do. You may have got out corporationed by the massive corporation.
And it's like, did you read it? You know, like, it's like,
and look, I think that sucks, you know, cause I feel like, you know, shit, your lawyer should have got that. Unless you were behind the deal, you're like, I will be my own lawyer. In which case, who knows? But whatever. Go ahead. Be mad. But
the DM is wild. It's long. I don't want to read it. But there's like not one period in this DM.
Yeah, it's one run on.
And it ends with, God, step in. So, you know?
Yeah. Step in the name of love. If you can. actually, that's not a good song to talk about. Anyway, let's talk about World War III is trending, because Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan. And the build up to this trip, the lead up to this trip, like, military officials at the Pentagon are like, we suggest not going there as the third highest ranking member of the United States government. only second to the vice president in terms of like chain of command or the succession. Because the last time a Speaker of the House went was 1997, and that was Newt Gingrich. And he did that because Bill Clinton was the president. So it's hard to look like this was like a coordinated thing from the presidency. China, on the other hand, is like, you know, there was one Chinese official who was like, if she comes through with military planes, that's an invasion in our book. And a lot of people were like, you don't need to do this. The relationship is very complex. And at the end of the day, a lot of people are like, the Republicans loved it because they're so anti anything outside of the U.S. They're like, yeah, you're not soft on China, provoke them. And meanwhile, other people are like, this could give China a reason to do something a little bit out of step with things, to sort of say, oh, you want to puff your chest up? Okay, here's what we're going to do. Maybe we'll test some missiles around Taiwan, see what happens there. So I don't know. The sad part mostly was people tweeting about World War III because they said, I'm just hoping the world will end. And I was like, oh my God.
Yikes. Like,
come on, y'all. Let's not get too emo right now. Twitter with the World War III takes.
Honestly, Twitter is kind of a scare. I mean, I am only on Twitter for the show, famously. But as I was looking at things for the show, I was like, it was like New York City trends, gore. And I was like, is it Al Gore? Let me click. Some of the most disturbing images I've ever seen in my life. If you saw my face go like this.
Yeah.
It's because I was like, oh, I should have never clicked that. So, you know, Twitter's a dark place.
Yeah. Who'd have thought? The world is in a bit of emotional flux constantly. Another thing that's trending is immunity. Because guess what? It has to do with immunity and police, but not in the way that you'd like it. A federal judge in D.C. basically refused to dismiss lawsuits brought by Capitol police officers against Trump because they were saying, I got fucked up on January 6th. I'm coming after this dude who set the whole thing off and told people to act goonishly. And Trump was like, I have absolute immunity. And this judge is like, No, you don't. I will let these lawsuits go forward. So I'm sure Trump is not feeling that. Famously loves immunity. Famous. but not this time. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to tell you about some more stuff after this.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
And we're back. Airbnb is trending because I don't know if people heard about this. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. You may have seen this viral TikTok video of this person calling out a very interesting Airbnb listing known as the Panther Burn Cottage at Belmont Plantation. And people were like, okay. This user, I feel his name is Lawyer Winton, this black guy, he's sort of green screening himself behind the Airbnb listing. And what this is described as this. This is from the Airbnb listing. Quote, this particular structure, the Panther Burn Cabin, is an 1830s slave cabin from the extant Panther Burn Plantation to the south of Belmont. It has also been used as a tenant sharecropper's cabin and a medical office for local farmers and their families. This place has 4.9 for like a 4.9 rating. And this lawyer was going through and be like, just look at it. It has 68 reviews, all from white people who are describing the structure that was housing enslaved people that is, quote, memorable, highly recommend watching the sunset. Enjoyed everything about our stay, the cottage, the history, the tour, breakfast.
Enjoy
all of
history.
It was great, said
you know.
Kristen. Another one said, a, quote, delightful place to step into history. And as Lawyer Winston points out, this is just, you know, or Lawyer Winton, apologies, pointing out, this is just more about like the, you know, how do I put this? Airbnb washing of terrible history, like to just reduce this slave quarters to be like, it's really great. It's part of your history. Slavery wasn't a brutal, awful thing that in my mind, this isn't a structure that has the worst energy in it anywhere in the country, aside from a few places from history. And I think that's, I get why that would make a few people outraged. But the listing has been brought down.
I mean, I'm looking at some of the images of the Airbnb inside. I'm like, that's haunting because they've like basically
clawfoot tub.
Yeah, well, they've like they have the two bunks, and they've basically like restored it to be like the slave quarters, but like a little bit nicer. Like it is, that is so dark. And also, I thought maybe I'm misremembering news stories, but when Pinterest had that big pullout of all the plantations on the wedding boards or whatever, like they removed all plantations from wedding boards. I thought Airbnb also acted and was like, yeah, like we're taking plantations off Airbnb, but maybe I'm misremembering that. And this is bananas. This is, and Greenville, Mississippi is like such a historic place in terms of like Southern history when it comes to like slavery. Like I actually remember learning about Greenville, Mississippi, like in my, you know, youth of college of like learning about American history. So it's just so dark. Like, it's like
yeah. And it's a place where the like white people of America can go to have the history obscured and completely whitewashed and into like a fun place to check out the sunset rather than this was a structure that, you know, created untold trauma for many people. But the ratings are great, though. You really should. You have to take a bath in the clawfoot tub and check out the sunset. Like, I'm sure some of the previous tenants did. Winky face emoji.
It's like, I can't imagine the people that were like, saw that listing, was like, lit, went, stayed, put a positive review. Like, who those people are. Like, I can envision them. And they are white and they are racist. But it is just such a wild, like, it is so crazy how history does not affect you. You know, it's like this very disassociative, like, wow, like, it is, yeah, Like, well, it what is greater, fantastical. Yeah.
What greater way to deny the atrocities of chattel slavery than to vacation in a place that was the scene of the crime and be like, it's actually fantastic. It's to
and
the point
where I learned something. What did you learn? That you got haunted by a ghost. I hope you did. Like
some sharecroppers that I'm sure had it real easy. They must have loved it. I wonder what the rent was for them. Like, can you think about like how bad the rent is where I live? Oh,
it's like, well, I actually did them a favor because, like, you know, they gave them that little house, you know, to live on the property where they work and they got paid. Like,
I know it's not quite 40 acres, but, you know, like we're not going to have, you know, just monumental change overnight. So anyway, don't don't celebrate shit at a plantation unless you're watching it burn down.
So producer Brian put a really good point in the chat here. These people have never thought for a second how terrifying it would be to a white person to actually be working on a plantation. Absolutely. Just.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I think I don't even know if that concept exists. It must, because that's like sort of helps drive like the idea that, you know, everything is so fragile. They're like, but what if we experience the things we perpetrated against other people? But then that would require
like
some level of self-awareness,
like,
too.
You wouldn't be putting those positive reviews to like to them. It's like going to a haunted house. You know what I'm saying? Like the fantastical element, like the mystery, the fiction of it, right, is how it feels to be showing up at one of those plantation homes. Like to them, it's like, ooh, spooky, ooky, ooky. Like ghost stories are spooky, but not like this is actual history that has created like generational trauma for many Black Americans in this country.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, there was something that like the people who like run the foundation of the former plantation were like, well, we've identified some of the people who work there and we dedicated a square to them. It's like,
and it's like,
what?
Give all your money to them. Literally, you should be making zero income and all of it should go to those people.
Yeah.
Woof.
You should actually sell it like to them.
Sell
so
it.
They have that land back.
Mm-mm, not going to do that. Can't do that. Just not when we got these reviews flying in that are so positive. Next up, monkeypox, state of emergency. California just declared a state of emergency, joining Illinois and New York as well. But yeah, it's still very, very difficult for people to get vaccine appointments. The messaging around it is still very homophobic. The qualifications are oddly specific and exclude whole swaths of people that are equally exposed. We'll talk a little bit more about the naming quagmire that like the World Health Organization is like, monkeypox is like racist.
Yeah, that too. But I just want to give a warning. Like if you have psoriasis or eczema or an autoimmune disorder, be like extra cautious. I have really, really bad eczema on my hands. Like right now I have like open blisters on my hands. They say, you know, obviously monkeypox is transmitted through open sores, through skin to skin contact, through pores. So like you having an autoimmune disorder like eczema or psoriasis, you are more susceptible no matter what LGBTQ or not affiliation you have. So just be very cautious. If you live in a very highly populous city, you take public transit, like, try to not touch, you know, use Clorox wipes, just stay vigilant. I know I'm personally pretty freaked out for that reason. Like, I'm like worried to go to the gym or, you know, be on public transit because like those are areas that are highly populous and you don't have to be gay to be in those spaces. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but you do have to be queer to get a vaccine in New York. So,
Yeah. And just like that very overly myopic focus on like who gets vaccinated when is like many virologists are pointing to, it's like it's allowing things to spread a lot quicker.
Faster.
And the sooner the like Biden can declare it a national emergency, the better like funding that will begin to flow to the operations that are trying to stem the wave of infections and hopefully doesn't become endemic.
I went through the I guess like preventative care on the CDC, the New York CDC website or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was so wild. Like from all the research I did and then reading that, I was like, this is so homophobic. It hurts. Like, it's like basically like, yeah, like try not to have sex partners. And like, you know, it's like, it's not labeled an STI yet potentially, but like,
yeah,
you know,
yet.
Just make
it's
sure.
Like, everyone's like, it's not an STI ever.
It's not an STI. Like you don't need to be having sex to get it. Like obviously having sex you're exchanging lots of fluids, of course, but like it is not a requirement to get it. And it's like, yeah, just like make sure you're wearing condoms. Like if you have a sex partner that has monkeypox, just like make sure they're covered up. I'm like, none of the preventative care talked about if like it had nothing to do with not sex. Like all the preventative care was like sex related. Like it's an STI. It was so fucked up. Anyway,
because, you know, maybe if you could not have sex for a little bit, maybe you wouldn't get it. With like, what are you saying?
People like a whore you are. Like, that was the vibe reading.
They're like, who wrote this? Someone's like the ghost of their conservative grandmother. Anyway, and then finally, Jake Novak is trending. Becky, you put this in. I said, what is Jake Novak? And what this the fuck in, is happening?
I feel like, you know, in my little TikTok corner, internet news. Yeah. So a few weeks ago, I think like 6 or 8 weeks ago, Jake Novak went viral on TikTok because he made this audition video for the next SNL cast member. It's very musical, like theater kid-esque. It's like giving Lin-Manuel Miranda like rap rhyming style. It's a little embarrassing. It's a little cringy, but you know, harmless. By all means, like it's something that you watch the video, you go,
It's him wholeheartedly saying like SNL notice me.
Yeah. And he like, obviously he is a theater kid. Like he enjoys this stuff. He, you know, his videos are high quality content. Like it's clear he works very hard on them. Like he has a really nice camera set up. He, you know, edits all of them himself. So, and I'm
and
sure
he can
like,
hit lyrics like this.
Children dying in the school, but can you tell me why?
That's from the video.
Yeah, that's from, yeah. So he's talented. He can sing. It's just like, he's definitely not for everyone, right?
Right.
And like, is he for SNL? Probably not.
Nah.
But the way the internet took that video and just destroyed him was so depressing. It's very reminiscent of, what was the story we were talking about early? Not Couch Guy, but also Couch Guy. Like, that's a great example too. It just goes into this history of West Elm Caleb, Couch Guy, similar things. It's different for those two because they, you know, questionable on the morals of those men in those videos. But, you know, this kid simply, you know, he has a passion. It's clear he's trying to make it as a content creator like many people are out there. But TikTok can be such a, like, toxic place and put you where, unlike old internet, you could have your niche, you could stay in your niche area of the internet and be praised in your niche. But like TikTok can be so expansive and viral that you end up on the wrong For You page. And then all of a sudden it is just like hate, vitriol for no reason. And the internet has made people so brave in a way that they never would have been if they were confronted in real life about the things they say online to other people. Right. It's just disturbing what has happened to him since. I feel really bad that like people, I've seen videos lately of people bothering him at work. He works at Disney. He's a cast member at Disney. Like, people are harassing him, being like, SNL's next cast member, and filming him while he's at work. People, according to this article he did with Vulture, have been DMing his family members, telling them that he's dead, or like other hateful things. Like, it's just like, what did he do to you? Nothing.
Right,
he
truly just
was a guy trying to make it as an SNL's next cast member.
Because there's like also because the algorithm, it's like Twitter too, right? Where like if you start talking about the topic du jour on the platform, it's an easy way to get more followers. Like if someone like likes a topic and you're the one going off on like the Beyonce album or whatever, just by virtue of the conversation, you can get a lot of traction by just commenting on what's happening. And you see that like on TikTok, I notice it a lot when people duet videos and things like that, to be able to be like, okay, let me jump in on this trend. And it just sounds like that can just go completely out of whack and turns into, oh, okay, so now we're dogpiling on someone. That's the way to get on the algorithm.
Yes.
I don't know who this human is. I don't give a fuck because I'm trying to get my shit going because fuck them. They made this video saying, can you tell me why?
Yeah.
Children dying in the school.
And it is catchy. And like his content, like.
And it is catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy. And his content isn't like. Like, it's high quality content, but and it's probably better than most of the things. Like, the people stitching him, you know, aren't making quality content. But just, if anything, leave this man alone. Leave people on the internet alone. Sometimes, if you're typing something, maybe think like three times about it before and then just delete it. Like, don't your voice is sometimes very much unnecessary in the comment section.
Most, like, I'm telling you, 99% of the time, it is. Unless you have something positive to say or whatever. Yeah. But that's the nature of our, like, you know, our world where people feel increasingly powerless. And at times, the most potent you feel is just to be able to dunk on somebody who's, I get it. Like, it probably, it's annoying. Like, well, you think you're going to get on motherfucking SNL? So fuck you. But man, people are just trying to live. Yeah.
Leave him alone.
I came around to Jake Novak, but watch, if this guy is on some like alt-right shit, like we find out he returns as like an alt-right commentator because of this hurt that he's experienced, get me off that train, but we'll see. Good luck.
Yeah, let's hope not. He just seems like a, you know, just a theater kid trying to make it, working at Disney, and just let him be. Leave him alone. Yeah. If you don't like his content or anyone on the internet for that matter, unless it is hateful speech, just don't. Just let them be and do their weird shit and just move on with your life. It takes you costs you nothing to just scroll. To just click past.
Exactly. Well, all right. That's going to do it for today's trending episode. Thank you, Becca, for joining me. Until next time, which will be tomorrow morning, you will get a new episode. It's going to be fantastic and hilarious. We've got a great guest. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Get the vaccine. Wear a mask. The wait, it's still a pandemic, y'all, and we're in it together. Also, don't stand idly by when some hateful shit is going on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let people know that you're a good person and let people know you think that shit is bad. Okay. Till next time. We'll see you then at the next time. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.